Rick's Cafe Good Day program for the last day of April 2012. The 30th of April is upon us. Such a good day, such a good way for you to figure out what's going on in the world of news, the so-called pop culture of our society, celebrity news, that kind of stuff, entertainment news, part of the news today, intermixed, if you will, with the hard news. So we'll spend the hour trying to bring you up to date with things that you may or may not know, the things that have happened in the last 24 hours or maybe over the weekend. A lot of times Monday people are groggy. They don't know what's what and who's who. Jennifer Horn normally is here, but she's not today because she went to some country music festival over the weekend. So, okay, that's swell. I can do this on my own. 800-510-8255. You can help. You can become a partial star if you'd like to comment on some of the things that are going on that we will talk about, no doubt. 800-510-TALK. You can follow us at facebook.com/goodday show, Twitter, at Good Day. Pinterest is now something that we are interested in, if you will. So check all those things out. ListenBox@DougStefan.com. And if during the course of the hour you have to leave us, you can always go back to DougStefan.com and download any of the hours that you haven't heard. It's pretty easy to do. And now with the new technology, one of the things that I learned over the weekend, the Automobile Association, I'm not talking about AAA, I'm talking about the Automobile Association of Dealers, or Dealers Association around the country, announced in rather a soft-pedaled way that starting this year, CDs are no longer going to, CD players won't be built into the cars. Instead, pretty much every car is going to come equipped with the technology to allow you to plug in your iPhone, whatever your smartphone may be. If you've got an iPad, you can plug that in and select programs like this one. If, in fact, the radio station, for whatever the reason, changes format. I'm giving you a for instance, but this is how it works. A station may go from a conversation to some other format that makes this particular program not acceptable, and you can't find it somewhere else in your market. So you just go to DougStefan.com, and you plug it in. You listen to it on your radio the same as you always have. That's where technology is headed, and there'll be more and more of that in short order, it seems to me. You are interested in that? Great. Help yourself to 800-510-8255. What else are you interested in? The anniversary this weekend of the death of Bin Laden. A lot of people were listening to and talking about that famous picture inside the White House situation. Remember when President Obama, Hillary Clinton, and some of the others were watching the unfolding of the Navy SEAL raid that resulted in the killing of Osama bin Laden a year ago? Do you think that we are safer has been one of the items that has come up this weekend? Are we safer now? And do you want to pin that on Obama, or do you pin it on George Bush? Because this political season that we're in makes everything that people discuss political in one way or another. Whether it's because Obama was the guy who said, yep, go get him. Does that make America stronger and therefore you ought to vote for him? 800-510-8255. Think about the circumstances 4 years ago in our country and what we were thinking about Obama and Hillary Clinton, and then how through the political realities of our age, they all came around to love and adore each other. In fact, I remember once during the campaign when Bill Clinton was out working for his wife, Obama says, I don't know who I'm running against. Am I running against Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton? This weekend, for the first time in the campaign, Bill Clinton was out on the stump with Barack Obama talking about the fact that he needs 4 more years. He's done a lot of good, et cetera, et cetera. And for the first time this weekend, I've seen a lot of Obama stickers on cars. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed the Obama stickers? Or I guess there are probably some Romney stickers. I haven't seen any of them. But are they, I suppose, other than just acknowledging that they're there, do they convince anybody to vote? Do the bumper stickers that you put on your car convince others that it's a good thing? I like that kind of a car. My daughter drives a Mini Cooper. Actually, I'm driving one now, too, in large measure, in addition to my pickup trucks. And I've seen Mini Coopers with Obama stickers. I've not seen any Mini Coopers with Mitt Romney stickers. Is that significant? Does it make a difference to you that someone has a sticker on the back of the car. If they're good drivers, you're more likely to be perhaps influenced by a sticker on a car. If they're bad drivers, are you likely not to vote for that person because the person driving the car is driving like a jerk? Interesting. Isn't it, huh? Think about that for a minute. 800-510-8255. All right, so the other things that are going on politically over the weekend, lots more speculation. Mitt Romney is in New Hampshire, I think today, stumping as he's working his way around the country trying to just, you know, go from state to state. And he's hosted by Senator Ayotte. I think that's how you pronounce her name. She's a first-term senator, very colorful. And a lot of people think she may be a potential running mate, whether that's the case or not. A lot of people think Mario Rubio is not ready. I don't think she is either, but it'll be interesting. I keep saying Mario. Thank you, Michael. I always say Mario, and it's Marco Rubio. Too young. Paul Ryan's too young. Somebody actually called and said John McCain would make a good running mate for Mitt Romney. Huh? 800-510-8255. God love you. So let's think a little bit about what you're looking like these days. How many of you have bought new bathing suits to celebrate the season which is upon us? Nice looking. You're feeling good about the idea that spring is upon us and you've lost some weight. And you think, wow, this is really cool. What program have you been on? Do you like the TH121 formula? Natural ingredients shown to reduce those unwanted cravings while enhancing fat burning at the same time. A lot of questions. Tons of folks have called about this new product, this TH121. A lot of times the folks tell me who are in the fulfillment house, because the only way you can get a hold of TH121 that's working so well is to dial 800-525-2710. That's 800-525-2710. Looking great is just seconds a day away. There are no stimulants, no additives. It's all natural ingredients. It's safe and it works. People all across the country are discovering that TH121 is a fat control system. You take one of these things in the morning with a glass of water, that's it. You lose the weight. Sometimes people take a couple of them in the morning, one more at noontime. If you're serious about losing weight, call 800-525-2710 and order your free bottle with a bottle at the regular price. Pretty simple, straightforward. This is the news you're looking for. Ready? Write down this number, 800-525-2710. You've tried the other programs. Take a few of these little granules, these tidbits that have come from other people about how successful this has been. We hear from them all the time. This is not a diet pill. It's all natural ingredients, no additives, no stimulants. That seems to be what affects people more than anything else. TH121, the way to reduce the weight, make yourself feel better and look better for that beautiful new bath, good. I was about to say bathrobe. That beautiful new bathing suit that you've gotten. 800-525-2710.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
See no makeup, feel no makeup. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder perfects your skin without leaving a trace. Ultra light, ultra breathable, looks fresh, flawless, radiant in every light. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder. It will change how you feel about makeup forever. In shades for every ethnicity, try yours free for 10 days. Only at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
800-510-8255. This hour of the Good Day program, normally we have Jennifer and me going through the hot hits of the day, the big stories, things that you need to know more about, sound educated as you work through your day. Here's something that'll be of interest to a lot of people conversationally today. There's been a release from the government of four different companies that have gotten some Department of Energy grants in the past 4 or 5 months. One of them, the Tonopah Solar Company in Nevada, getting $737 million in loans from the Department of Energy. As you might expect, people are drawing the connection between Nevada and Harry Reid and Mr. Obama. So you can do that if you'd like. 800-510-8255. The project will produce a 110-megawatt power system, employs 45 people. That's $16 million a job, in case you're doing the math. Let's see here. What else? One of the investment partners in this new endeavor is the Pacific Corporate Group. And the person that runs the Pacific Corporate Group is Ron Pelosi, who's the brother to Nancy's husband. It's just one of those things, right? 800-510-8255. You may have heard or not the story of a self-described plus-size college student who was told that she was obviously pregnant, not pretty enough to dance on a platform in a bar in Iowa. On Friday, she filed a discrimination lawsuit against the bar. That's pretty interesting, huh? You comment. I'm not going to. 800-510-8255. Seven people killed yesterday, including three children, after a minivan went off the Bronx River Parkway in New York. Do you hear the story? The van fell off I've seen pictures. It looks like a bridge. Went off 150 feet, landed in a wooded area of the Bronx Zoo. All the passengers were killed. There were three girls, 7, 10, and 12, three women aged 80, 45, and 30, and an 84-year-old man. It seems, at this point, kind of unclear as to why the van bounced off the median strip, crossed all the southbound lanes, and flipped over the guardrail. There was a 45-year-old woman who was driving. All the passengers in the van were wearing seatbelts. Is that one of the things you talk about as you leave the house today? Do you, if you're carrying your children to school, do you always remind them to put their seatbelts on? We've often, I know some of us who've been around since seatbelts were put into cars, we have to be reminded from time to time. But do your children do it as a matter of fact? Do you do it as a matter of fact, putting those seatbelts on? We're told they save lives. I think sometimes there's an example of that, and other times there are examples of when wearing a seatbelt may be pretty dangerous. And this circumstance may not have made any difference. 21 after the hour, as we review what's going on today, I'm Doug Stefan on Good Day.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
So difficult at work, people get so depressed that the suicide rate has increased by 180% at work.
Richie, you've never contemplated suicide working with me, have you?
Working with you?
No, I've contemplated murder, but not suicide.
Kill my boy!
Do I hear about the American dream?
Swiss woman has died of starvation after going on an all-sunlight diet. She didn't eat any food or drink any water. All she did was expose herself to sunlight for her nutrients. They say she died of starvation. No, she died of stupidity. Died of starvation. That's the problem.
Did you hear about this? Yesterday, a Delta flight was quarantined because they thought a passenger had monkeypox. Yeah, the passenger was uncomfortable, achy, and sweaty, which incidentally are also the symptoms of flying Delta. Luckily, though, it turns out the passenger didn't have monkeypox after all. They were like, look, the good news is you don't have monkeypox. The bad news is you're a person who looks like they have monkeypox.
The stars are out on Saturday for the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Both President Obama and Jimmy Kimmel brought the laughs, actually some pretty funny stuff. In the intro, Obama took shots at Mitt Romney, the Secret Service, thanked Congress for taking time from their exhausting schedule of not passing any laws to attend the dinner, poked fun at Hillary Clinton, saying she can't stop drunk texting me from Cartagena. Anyway, Kimmel took the stage to poke fun at the president, and you know, the Secret Service certainly in the focus as well.
Well, thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, Mr. President, salam. It is wonderful to be here. They told me this would be a very high-profile event with some of the most powerful people in the world. They did not tell me I'd be looking directly into Sofia Vergara's cleavage. I saw you texting. Sofia is from Colombia. This is what women look like in Colombia. What do you expect the Secret Service to do? Mr. President, I know you won't be able to laugh at any of my jokes about the Secret Service, so cover your ears if that's physically possible. I do have a lot of jokes about the Secret Service. You know, I told them for $800 I wouldn't tell them, but they only offered $30, so.
I hear Jimmy Kimmel at the Correspondents' Dinner jokes about Obama being a one-term president.
It's a thrill for me to be here with the president, a man who has, I think, done his best to guide us through some very difficult times and paid a heavy price for it. You know, there's a term for guys like President Obama. Probably not two terms, but there is. Some of your fellow Democrats think you're a pushover, Mr. President. They would like to see you stick to your guns. And if you don't have any guns, they would like to see you ask Eric Holder to get some for you.
All right, Jimmy Kimmel at the Correspondents' Dinner joking about some of the congressional leaders in attendance.
Unfortunately, the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, isn't. Apparently, yours aren't the only dinner invitations he declines, Mrs. Obama. Don't take it personally, though. He's probably just afraid someone will ask him to pass the salt and he won't have the votes. Eric Cantor couldn't be here tonight. He's at the gym working out his gavel arm. This Boehner-Cantor feud fascinates me. As most of you know, it started during the debt ceiling negotiations when they couldn't agree on the wording of the ransom note. And it went downhill from there. Interesting fact about Speaker Boehner, the reason he smokes so many cigarettes is his tears keep putting them out. Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi isn't here tonight either, but her lipstick is. It's on my glass, I think, from last year. Nancy Pelosi believes in lipstick the same way she believes in government. Too much is never enough.
Not too many laughs on that one. All right, so anyway, Jimmy Kimmel and the President, White House Correspondents' Dinner over the weekend. Saw a lot of video and heard a lot of sound on that over the weekend. 28 past the hour on the Good Day program.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're thinking about booking a cruise, I want you to listen up, because there may be some fine print hidden in that cruise contract. Cruise lines have cancellation policies that are much stricter than you may think. Just recently, Carnival quietly tightened its cancellation policy on some cruises, requiring, get this, 56 days notice just to get back half your money. And those ports of call advertised by the cruise line in the brochures, they're not set in stone. The itinerary might change based on the captain's discretion. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. You can save by booking your own shore excursions. And remember, healthcare at sea isn't free. Those reruns of The Love Boat with Doc, forget it. Even an aspirin will cost you. And while the doctors on board cruise lines can treat minor illnesses and provide short-term emergency care, you alert them ahead of time if you have a major pre-existing condition, because they are not an intensive care unit at sea. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hey, just here returning my used motor oil.
That's great for the environment, and that's step one.
Step one.
Step one toward getting a $20 store gift card offer.
Well, what's step two?
Step two, buy Valvoline Next Gen Oil.
What's Next Gen?
The same high-quality Valvoline motor oil made with recycled oil. Step three, get a $20 offer.
$20, that's huge.
Yeah.
Just for returning my used oil and buying Next Gen?
Yep, return, buy, get a $20 offer.
Close the loop with Valvoline Next Gen. Close the loop at your nearest major auto parts store. Go to Valvoline.com to learn more.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our start?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Our Dex Stephan's Good Day program with our usual cast of characters all gone. This is very unusual. I can't remember when this has happened, actually. Everybody's gone but me. Roberta's somewhere. I think she's at this, the music festival in New Orleans. And Richie and his family went to Disneyland for 4 or 5 days. And Jennifer went to some country music hoedown over the weekend. So it's you and me figuring out what's going on in the world. I want to say hi to our new friends in Paducah, Kentucky, Defiance, Ohio. Hello. Join us at 800-510-8255. The folks in Albany, El Paso, Harrisburg, Johnson City, Jacksonville, York. Nice to have all of you on board on the Good Day program. You can reach us at 800-510-8255. My name is Doug Stephan. This is a part of the program. Normally we review some of the things that have happened in the last 14-15 hours if it's Tuesday through Friday. But over the weekend, a lot of people just kind of lose touch with what's going on. So the effort here is to give you enough information so you sound like you know what you're talking about when it comes to some of these issues. You may or may not have heard about this blind Chinese activist. The U.S. refused to comment on the whereabouts of this fellow who escaped house arrest last week and is thought to have sought refuge at the American embassy. He's a 40-year-old human rights activist, campaigned for disabled people and their rights in China. He slipped past guards around his house, got to Beijing, and apparently the State Department, which doesn't confirm or deny, so that means probably yes, right, that he's in there seeking asylum. So what kind of a problem will that cause in our relationships with the United States, with the China, the U.S.-China relations are good now, and they will stay good. This sort of thing doesn't mean anything because the Chinese are learning the same as the Americans, most other people in the world, that it's all about the dollar bill. So the Chinese are not going to jeopardize their relationship with us. They may grouse a little. They may make a little, how do you dare to get involved in our internal politics, blah, blah, blah. But when it comes right down to it, it doesn't make any difference because the Chinese are where they are now because of us buying their products. Example, I tried to find an air conditioner. My daughter, I'm in Los Angeles this morning, helped my daughter move from one house to another. And one of the things that I wanted to do was go find her a small window air conditioning unit to fit into her new house. And I went to three or four places looking for an air conditioner that wasn't made in China. Guess what? I couldn't find one. I looked through all the popular brands. I went to the usual, I went to a couple of box stores, went to a smaller store like Sears and Home Depot, those kind of stores. My daughter said, "Where'd you go?" I said, "I went to try to find an air conditioner that wasn't made in China." Can't find them. I finally succumbed, and it really, really bothered me. But that's what we have in America today, products that are cheap. And my daughter laughed at me because I never buy those extended warranties. I actually spent, $12 or $14 buying an extended warranty because you know the stuff. Even though it has a General Electric label on it, it is one of the biggest manufacturers of any electronic products in the world, never mind in our country. And it has the GE label and then made in China on it. What does that say about what goes on in America? It's just extraordinary, it seems to me. Mel Gibson in the news today. He's on the Tonight Show, actually, on Friday, trying to explain away his recent tirade that was released by director Joe Esterhaus. He said, quote, "You know, maybe you didn't know this about me. I have a bit of a temper." He was trying to make light of the situation. He added, quote, "Has it really come down to the place where you can't blow off steam in your own home, even if you're justified?" May or may not know that Esterhaus released a 9-page letter in which he accused Mel of being a Jew hater. Certainly not the first time that's been around the horn, right? 800-510-8255. How many of you read Dear Abby? Raise your hands. Yes, no? Dear Abby, my 11-year-old niece has no table manners. I was surprised at her inappropriate behavior because her parents are well-educated people who were raised with good table manners. I didn't say anything when Nina put clotted cream on her scone with her fingers. I was disgusted. I did suggest she use a spoon after she scooped rice out of a bowl with her hand. Is there anything I can do when I have to eat with this child? I know it may have been wrong of me to correct her in front of her mother, but we were all eating from the same bowl." Here's a sign, "Lost my appetite." Dear Lost Your Appetite, by age 11, children ought to have mastered basic table manners. Don't eat with your fingers. That's one of the basics. Is your niece learning disabled? If the answer is no, you ought to discuss this with your sibling. Nina is at an age when she needs to know what's expected of her when she's out in public. The reason I read that is I saw that and thought, how many of us feel the same way about either children that are from our siblings or just in general? I was at a birthday party for my niece on Friday night, and there were four or five different families there, including my family, my sister's children, my sister, the usual cast of characters expected a family birthday party. And I was really pretty surprised that there were about a dozen children who were there, most of whom were under the age of 12. And a couple of them had very good table manners, and others had no table manners. Just up and down, screaming through the course of dinner, running around from table to table. It was very distracting and distressing. The Dear Abby letter is another example of that. Why is it, or how is it, and this may be a rhetorical question, but you can ask this maybe when you're working today, you have a conversation at lunch about table manners and whether the children in your family have them. Do the family of friends of yours have them? If your children don't have table manners, why don't they? I don't think this is an old-fashioned, this is not an old concept, is it? What about table manners? Who's got them? Who doesn't? And why? Worth contemplation. Yes? 800-510-8255, 19 before the hour on Good Day.
Grandpa!
Hey, Gary!
married here?
You want up here. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
Saw you hitting them.
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
800-510-8255. One of the things that we often are talking about, I think, in terms of the status of our country, we talk about the, 9% unemployment rate, or pretty close to that still, and where there are jobs. So I thought as a public service, we'd spend a minute trying to find you a job, if you're looking for a job, or somebody you know looking for a job. I have in front of me the job section of a newspaper in a community that's pretty average sized in Utah. We have people, this is a community of about 70, 80,000 people. And how many of you are in communities that are like that? Have you, when's the last time you looked at your, if you're looking for a job, or maybe just to inform yourself online, or you go to the newspaper, there are jobs listed everywhere, and you can do web searches on this stuff. Listen to this. In this particular, and there are two pages, by the way, of jobs on this one. This is the back page of this newspaper, a Sunday morning newspaper. Here's the Summit County Library needs a librarian. Pay part-time $15,000 a year. Office manager at the Eye Institute. $45,000 a year. Receptionist at National Car Rental. Pay $48,000 a year. Here's a driver, CDL driver needed in Salt Lake City. Pay $61,000 a year. Let's see, what else have we got here? A healthcare therapist, $47,500 a year in a mental health institution. Let's see, an engineer in Salt Lake City, $62,480 a year to start. Network administrator, $62,400 a year. Why aren't there people in these jobs? Management for a purchasing department at one of the universities in this area of Utah, $51,970 a year to start. Let's see here. Is a house sitting job available part-time for a couple of months, $5,900. Merchandising manager, $60,700 a year. The list goes. I just am shocked at this. Healthcare jobs up the wazoo. Good Lord, look at all of these. Case managers, clinical directors, dental assistants, nursing directors, an OBGYN nurse, jobs available for $61,234 a year. Anyway, you get my point. You get the drift, right? All of these jobs that are available, and I'll bet if you look at the newspaper or online, you'll find lots of them. So why do we have so much unemployment is a great question for you to bring up when you're having your discussions with people today over lunch or whatever it is. I am shocked, frankly, And so help yourself to that conversation. 800-510-8255. Follow us on Facebook, /Doug Steffen. Actually, it's forward slash Good Day Show. Pinterest and on Twitter at Good Day. The discussion that we had on Friday about traffic tickets. You can check out the results of the conversation at DougSteffen.com. Follow at Facebook some of the input back and forth. Have you ever fought a traffic ticket and won was the question. 38% of you, God love you, I've never gotten a traffic ticket. 22% of you said I fought the law, but the law won. 16% of you said yes because the officer didn't show up. I won. 12% said yes, I always win when I fight traffic tickets. And 10% of you who answered this question at DougSteffen.com said, once I fought, but it cost me almost as much as if I'd lost. That is, sometimes you hire a lawyer and do all of that sort of thing. These are dicey things. There was my son had a ticket that he was working on last week. He lives here in Los Angeles. He went through, according to one of these cameras, a stop sign, and they sent him a bill or a ticket, or a demand note, actually, for $546 because he went through a red light. Now, they didn't have a picture or a stop sign, one or the other. It was either stop sign or red light. Not important because there was no picture. There was actually no identification of the street and no number for him to call to connect with somebody to ask the question. And don't you think that has to be part of it? Unless you realize that the cities and towns are now doing this just to see if you'll respond. That is, they pull these stunts, they send you, this is how unethical government has become, and I wonder if it's happening in your community. Government, in this case, is the L.A. County and L.A. City, they're all in cahoots together. They send out a bill. $500. It looks official. City of Los Angeles, parking department, you have violated the law in Los Angeles. Therefore, you owe us $564. Without even giving you the basic information of where the infraction took place. And it says on it, you were pictured, I think I saw it, but I don't remember the exact verbiage. But it's something like, we got a picture of you going through this light. So don't fight us. Send us a check. But it just gives you the address to send the check. It doesn't have a phone number, no website, nothing. So Brendan spent 4 days trying to figure out, because, $564 is a lot of money. So he went to the City Hall in Los Angeles. They have no information. He went online to the government official page, Los Angeles City and County. Nope, no information. Finally found somebody who's in charge of the traffic division in the City of Los Angeles, but try to get through to him on the phone. Can't do it. He goes to their office. Office is locked. Nobody there. So what he figured out is what a lot of you have figured out. This is a scam, but it's perpetrated by the city to get more money out of you. Do you remember the conversation, those of you who were listening a week or so ago? We had a whole lengthy conversation about what the police are all about. One fellow called and said, I think he was in North Carolina, that when he goes to work in the morning, he knows the stretch where the police are out with a radar gun, so, and so does everybody else. The guy stands pretty much at the same place every day. And mostly, they're looking for out-of-state cars. They're looking for people. This is an interstate, but it surrounds I think it's St. Augustine. I wouldn't swear to that, but it's not important. You know, these things happen all the time. They're not interested in having you slow down. The effect is the locals know where the speed trap is, and they do slow down. But for the people who are coming through from out of state, they don't know where it is. They get bagged. They get the ticket. They pay it. More money for the county to spend. And more you see examples of this kind of thing going on. The locals are more likely to be in an advantage because you see it happening once or twice, and then you slow down. But it's all about raising money. It's all about snapping you for $100, $200, whatever it is, up to $500 if you can believe it. And you don't protest, you just send in a check if you're not smart. So don't do it. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Three past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is the point of the program where we are interested in technology as it has affected all of our lives so dramatically. I was talking earlier about the fact that new cars, the announcement was made for new car dealers. Some of you who may be in the car business have heard this already. I'm not sure the general public has. Those of you who have liked to play CDs in your car won't be able to anymore. New cars starting this next year will not have, for the most part, the ability to play a CD in them. Instead, pretty much every car being produced now is going to have the ability for you to plug your iPad or whatever your smartphone is, or even your computer, your iPod, everything. And you'll be able to download things off the Internet. And that seems to be the preference people have today, which is, I guess, a good thing. I'm happy about it because a lot of people will be able to listen to this program that otherwise might not be able to because they can find it on the Internet at DougSteffen.com. So that's a bit of technology news. Want to know what your government is doing about cybersecurity? This past Thursday, the House amended and then passed the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act. And so Shelley Palmer, who's our technology reporter, has the info about that and some other things of interest coming right up here on Good Day.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to Geico? And if you already insure your car with Geico, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the Geico motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call Geico or visit Geico.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, want to know what your government is doing about cybersecurity? Well, this past Thursday, the House amended, then passed, the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, also known as CISPA. The bill was written to help private businesses share cyber threat information with the government and each other. The authors of the bill imagine Google discovering a cybersecurity threat and then sharing it with Microsoft. Obviously, very few congresspeople know much about Google and Microsoft, but that's not the point. The point is that there are several privacy groups that think there are two really bad aspects of this bill. The National Security Clause, which allows the protections of the bill to be used in any case where national security is deemed to be at risk, and the second clause that protects any business that shares cybersecurity information from lawsuits from users who think their privacy has been violated. What's next? CISPA goes to the Senate. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about cybersecurity and your tax dollars at work.
For Doug Stephens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hey, just here returning my used motor oil.
That's great for the environment, and that's step one.
Step one.
Step one toward getting a $20 store gift card offer.
Well, what's step two?
Step two, buy Valvoline Next Gen Oil.
What's Next Gen?
The same high-quality Valvoline motor oil made with recycled oil. Step three, get a $20 offer.
$20, that's huge.
Yeah.
Just for returning my used oil and buying Next Gen?
Yep. Return, buy, get a $20 offer.
Close the loop with Valvoline Next Gen. Close the loop at your nearest major auto parts store. Go to Valvoline.com to learn more.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Interesting how many people are watching videos, Netflix and Hulu and all of that sort of thing at home, and how it's changing, especially with Generation Y, how you are getting your television. A lot of people are going back to over-the-air antennas. I thought that was pretty interesting. Also, the first wave of summer blockbusters coming as we begin the month of May tomorrow. Which movie are you most looking forward to? The Avengers, Dark Shadows, The Dictator, Battleship, or Men in Black 3? That's the poll today at DougStephan.com.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.